Vox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the podcast, episode 555. It's the 10th of August 2016. On the podcast today, I have successful private investor Smudge Dan talks about the following stocks: Management Resources, ticker Mrs. WSG Group, Acorn Minerals, Braveheart Investments, and Parallel Media. Also on the podcast, CEO of Brand Communications, Alan Green, talks about Andalas Energy and Power. That's ADL. The company today announced that Pertamina, Indonesia's national energy company, has approved the company's Tuba OBE's proof of concept work program, and it's moving on that news. Also, top five companies, as followed on the Vox Markets website in the last 24 hours, there's a new number one, and that company released news today, and the share price is shifting on that news. And like I said, these companies in the top five, and also ones that are recurring in the top five, are worth putting on your watch list. That means a lot of people are following them, and they have news or they have an interesting story there worth doing. It's all about sentiment, and sentiment is everything on AIM. And one for your watch list suggested by Draft is iMedia, I-M-E. I'll read out the reasons why Draft has submitted that as one for your watch list in a few moments.
The Vox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.
And joining me on the podcast right now is successful private investor Smudge Dan. You're right, Dan?
Very well, Justin. Very well indeed. Thanks.
I know you've been on holidays. Are you all tanned, Dan? Are you bronze skinned?
A little bit, yeah. It's faded. Faded very quickly, unfortunately. It was a good break, but it's good to get back into the markets as well when it's such a positive time at the moment. It's been an excellent summer so far.
Yeah. Do you find, I cannot switch off from the markets when I'm away. I mean, to me, I love it. And I think, well, why? You know, a lot of people go on holidays from their jobs because they don't like their jobs, you know, or they need a break. What I do, you know, is basically talk about stocks and invest in stocks. I love it, and I think, well, I don't need a break from that. So even when I'm on holidays, I'm retweeting RNSs. Do you switch off, or do you have to keep in tune?
No, I'm the same as you, actually. I probably spend more time looking at shares when I'm on holiday than any other time, because obviously there's no work to get in the way. So, much to my wife's disappointment. But
I know, yeah. We're going to breakfast. I'm just looking, wait for the market to open. You go to breakfast, I'll catch you up. All right, Dan. So, what are you looking at this week? Anything new?
It's been really good. Actually, it's been a really good month or so. I think last time I was on about a month or so ago, we talked about MRS, WSG, both of which have come on nicely. I mean, MRS, I think, was 15p at the time. It was 9p at the time. It's now 15p thereabouts. So nice return there. But I think that's going to push on into the 20s. I think that's got a really good run up. The results aren't until November. So I'm looking for a lot more there. WSG has done well as well, so I'm pleased about that.
MRS chart then, it had that spike back in, when was it, in 2006, start of the year, when it went up to 33 pence. So you think now, there's no reason why it shouldn't head back towards that with good news, you know?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there was a seller there that was kind of brought it back down from that level to the sort of 8 or 9p level. But that seller seems to have gone now. And in the interim, they've issued a really bullish trading update. They're saying they're exceeding current expectations. The business is gelling in well. You know, they're working on other tenders. So I'm really hopeful that we'll see that, through the 20s and into the 30s pre-result. So still have my full holding there and very hopeful about that one. Couple of others that I've been building a decent position in. The first one is Acorn Minerals. The ticker is ACO. So that's a main market listed cash shell. And it was listed in 2012 at 20p a share, but really haven't done very much since then. It's been pretty dormant. But there's been a bit more activity recently. And in the last results that came out on the 19th of July, they said they were carrying out due diligence on several opportunities that the board believes could add significant value to shareholders. Yeah. And then more importantly, on the 3rd of August, they issued an RNS statement. There's a proposal to issue 16.5 million shares at a subscription price of 15p per share. Now, at the time, the share price was about 9p, so that was quite a premium for a large amount of money, you know, in the context of the market cap. So it was a 71% premium at the time. So I, you know, it's clearly something is going on. Clearly, the new investors that are coming in are, thinking that there's I'm guessing that they may be inside, so they may know what's going on with the company. So I've taken a pretty sizable position there. They've said that they're going to complete whatever the transaction by or before the 30th of September. So we've got a relatively short lead in time till then. So that's one I've been building up on.
Yeah, do you know what? I did hold those, but I saw it on that big spike day. I just decided to take a bit and see. I thought it's got to fall back after that. I know there's a premium, and people were saying it more to come. But I thought I'm going to take a little bit of profit there, and I took it out. But they're still on my watch list because it's very interesting that, and you very rarely see that premium unless there's something going on. But I just looked at the chart and I saw the spike to 14 pence. And I thought, it's not going to get back up above that for a while. But it may do. But I just, that was my take on it. I may have got out way too early, you know?
Yeah. Well, I had a holding, actually. I didn't sell any. I sort of kept hold of it. I actually thought it would go over the 15p, just given the size of the proposed placing and the amount. But and then when it's dropped back, I've been adding quite a few on there. So I'm hopeful we'll hear something. Hopefully, I mean, we're going to hear before the 30th of September anyway, so we're only talking 6-7 weeks, something like that. So I'm hopeful that we'll a decent deal will be done.
So when you, because you own a lot of these stocks that pretty much, you know, you see a decent sort of bit of cash holding there. It could be a convenient shell, but also they're very lowly traded, aren't they? Do you find it hassle to trade? Because I remember, I think when I bought these or sold them, I had to call up Barclays, my stockbroker, and wait till the line for them to get a quote and stuff, and I couldn't sell them, you know? Do you find that issue
that's
as well?
Right. If you need to sell some of these stocks in a hurry, you're clearly going to have a problem. That's the thing. I mean, I tend to try and buy these sort of lowly traded, you know, limited liquidity stocks when everything's quiet, and then just sit on them and wait for the news to happen, because as soon as that news does happen, the liquidity flies in, but it also has a fairly sort of violent price movement as well. So it works for me, but equally, you know, if you're looking to get your money out quickly, then that's going to be more of a challenge with some of these stocks. I mean, I have one that I bought quite a few of yesterday, which is a company called Braveheart Investments, the ticker's BRH, and it was going to negotiated trade for £100 worth of shares every time, even though there was a big sell in there, which forced the price downwards a bit. So it's it can be tricky, but equally the benefits are there when they do release some good news, because it does spike quite violently.
Okay, what's the deal with Braveheart then? What are they doing?
So Braveheart is run by a guy called Trevor Brown.
Okay, Trevor, yes, and he's actually followed me on a couple of my two Twitter accounts, and he's followed me on both, so yeah.
Oh, excellent. Well, he is also running Flying Brands, which is another company that I'm invested in. I'm hoping that's going to come out with an RTO shortly. It's an interesting story, what's going on there. He took over the helm probably about a year or so ago, and he seems to be turning around the company. They've had a couple of decent investments recently. I think their profitability will gradually start to increase. I think the fund management business is starting to get going as well. So it's one that I've sort of tried to start building a position in. But again, it's difficult. It's very illiquid. It's difficult to trade both ways. But I'm hoping we should have some decent news there in the short term as well.
Yeah, I mean, do you ever look at big? I mean, I know you've been doing quite well in the small stocks that are quite illiquid. I mean, did you have an interest in bigger stocks, or do you not bother now and think I'm doing well enough here? Yeah. Why bother with the bigger stocks?
I probably do need to rebalance my portfolio, because it's weighted heavily towards the smaller stuff. And I just find it easier to research and contrast and compare with other smaller companies, really. I think the bigger companies, there's a lot more information out there. There's a lot more to take in. and you know, I'm only a private investor. I haven't got a sort of research team behind me telling me everything that's going on. So it works for me. It wouldn't work for everybody, I'm sure. But
you're only a private investor, Dan. But when you get behind something, you've got a lot of people that, you know, who trust your judgment, and you're better than the average private investor. I know that by looking at the performance of your stocks. You must be doing very well these days.
It's doing. Portfolio is at an all-time high. I mean, you know, you're only as good as your last trade, aren't you? That's the thing. But it's been a really good summer so far, and long may it continue.
Yeah.
Another one that I've been looking at.
Go on.
And building a decent position is a company called Parallel Media Group, which is PAA. Now, this one is a really tiny company. I mean, the market cap's about £350,000. I'd caveat this as saying, you know, it is very high risk because of the, you know, the history of the company. They're in the kind of entertainment industry, so they organise concerts and sporting events. And the chairman of the company is actually one of the four founders of Sky TV, which he then sold on to Murdoch. So he's a wealthy individual in his own right, and he's been kind of bankrolling the company for the last few years. And he's currently got a loan. He's loaned them £984,000. But the reason I've been buying into this is that I think that it sort of looks like it's on the verge of a turnaround. Their liabilities, they've managed to reduce those as detailed in the last results. So I think they fell from £1.65 million to just over £1 million. And they've signed up a series of agreements for the promotion of the Classic Rock Awards in Tokyo in November this year. And what I also found interesting is that they mentioned in the last RNS that they're looking at an acquisition to take place later this year or early next year. So, you know, bearing in mind the market cap hasn't really changed from earlier year when things were looking particularly bleak. You know, I think things have progressed, and that hasn't been acknowledged within the market cap. And at this sort of level, whilst it is very high risk, if they deliver on what they intend to deliver on, it's going to be a potentially huge return.
Marvellous stuff. All right. Well, that's marvellous. So five stocks there worth putting on your watch list: Management Resources, Mrs. WSG, Acorn Minerals, Braveheart Investments, and Parallel Media. All right, Dan, that's something to do a bit of research on. Thanks very much, fellas. Speak soon.
Pleasure. Cheers, Josh.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Alan Green, CEO of Brand Communications. How's things, Al?
Yeah, not bad. Just got a bit of a technical problem with the microphone here, so hopefully everyone can hear me okay. But yes, I'm good, thanks. All good. Markets are very, very quiet, light summer trade, but we're seeing the big stocks powering ahead, particularly the miners and the banks today for some reason.
Yeah, and I've heard a couple of rumours now, people saying that we're at the top here. Be careful, because we're due a fall. And you can often see that. We've got Asian shares hitting all-time highs. We've got NASDAQ hitting all-time highs. FTSE hitting a 14-month high. And I always think it's, you know, time to be... I've been a bit wary anyway. Since the start of the year, I have taken stuff off. I've got shares, but, I mean, I still hold a bit of cash there, just in case, because I don't see it as a marked downturn. But I think there could be a chance to get some bargains over the next few months. I think it may be a big dip, you know. It can keep rising, but I always think whenever we get to a top somewhere, one of these highs, relative highs, it's always having in the back of your mind, we could be having a little bit of fall sooner or later, or correction, you know? So I just keep a bit of cash on the back burner there, you know?
I think that's very wise. I mean, I have cash on the back burner too. If we go back to last summer, of course, we'd seen quite a strong summer, and then I think at about this time last summer, the trend broke and the markets entered a downturn, which really continued through. And then, of course, it carried on after Christmas. So, I think we're in for. We're potentially in for a correction, but my hope is that the correction won't be as severe as this time last year, and then we'll probably test the 200-day, and then maybe bounce higher. And some people still think we're on for a 7.5 at the end of the year, so wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, it would be. But Detroit, what scares me is it's not based on fundamentals. You know, we've got, apparently I was reading that American corporate earnings are 3.5% worse than they were this time last year, but the market is almost getting higher, you know, which is a bit worrying. Anyway, let's look at individual stocks, Al. And I suppose there's one that I know you have an interest in, and that's ADL, Andalas Energy and Power. Tell us about the RNS this morning.
Indeed, indeed. Before I do that, just to go back to the point on stocks, some very strong data out from the British Retail Consortium yesterday, and also Visa, that said spending had continued and consumer spending was very strong since Brexit. So there's another factor there that could see any downturn limited, if in fact there is a downturn from this point onwards. But anyway, yes, ADL, Andalas Energy, of course, listeners know that I have stock in this company, as I believe you just, but Andalas Energy has several projects in Indonesia. It has a project at Tuba Obi East, which is a gas project. It's well documented that there are gas, energy, and power shortages in Indonesia, and Andalas has got involved with these projects in order to help help provide additional energy, which it will sell to the government. The Tuba Obi East concession is in a very strategically advantageous area for it to be able to do that. It's not too far from major pipelines, and it can tap into those pipelines fairly easily. It also has a production sharing contract with SEAC, the petroleum company. That's another project that will come to fruition at some point. But the news today is all about the Tuba Obi East concession. It required approval from the state petroleum company Pertamina to conduct a test of the gas at Tuba Obi East. Concerns were being raised across bulletin boards and by investors generally in the company that the money raised at the IPO was just basically going to waste, and there was no progress at all with the company. The company's basically put fears of that to bed once and for all this morning. The announcement basically means that Pertamina has approved the testing of full gas at Tuba Obi East, but rather than a new drilling project which would basically suck up most of the money raised, they are recommending another system of evaluating the gas, which will produce the same results but won't cost the it'll cost a fraction of the amount that had originally been budgeted for, which means that Andalas is still in a very good position financially. It still has a lot of the money it raised, and it will get the results from the drilling test without needing to use most of those IPO proceeds. So that's a very positive development. It's got approval from the state company, and it's going to conduct the assessment very quickly. So I think from this point on, we can expect news and confirmation of the gas resource at Tuba Obi East in the coming weeks and months, and obviously the next stage will be then to extract that gas and to set up a gas processing power plant to feed into the Indonesian system. But clearly the valuation of the company has sunk. It's now worth about £3.5 million, and once this comes on stream, as we've discussed in the past, the potential valuation just from contract alone way exceeds where the company is now. So it looks, if anyone's not holding stock in this company yet, it looks to me as though this does represent a very good opportunity. But please bear in mind, I hold stock in the company, so I do have that bias. So you should always do your own research.
Yeah, and I'm just thinking, looking now, I did have Zach chatting about it earlier, and he was saying, you know, you can see, you know, pretty much bottom there, and hopefully, like I said, this is, I'm just about to sneeze, sorry, Al.
Bless you.
No, I didn't actually sneeze, but it's there. It's threatening to come through. But, yeah, it looks like work is going ahead here, doesn't it? And they're heading in the right direction, hopefully. Like, there's been a lot of heartache, I know, for shareholders You and I are both those, and you know, hopefully this is now a marked positive step in the right way forward, you know, and we're heading towards some positive production here. And, you know, like I said,
well, I think
we keep going back to the board, but I mean, you do look at, you know, Dave and Paul there, and they've got a, you know, amazing CVs. And I think if anyone get this thing going, these two can, you know.
Well, I think concern, one of the key things for me this morning is the fact that the program that's going ahead isn't a drill isn't required. Pertamina, the State Petroleum Company, has approved the testing, and they've approved a different methodology to test the gas and gather the data that's needed, without whilst avoiding any lengthy land acquisition delays or any of that. So, in a sense, they fast tracked the whole program, and it's reduced Andalas's near term cost by about 60%. So clearly, the money that we all thought was going towards the drilling won't now go to drilling, but at the end of it, they'll have the data they need from Tuberobe East to proceed and continue with the project. And that's the important thing for me.
Marvellous. Cheers for that, Al, and I hope you get your mic sorted for next time anyway.
Thanks, Joss. I'll have a new one next time we speak. Yeah.
Marvellous. Testing 1-2. All right, cheers, Al.
Testing 1-2. Cheers, Joss.
Okay, it's time for the top 5 most followed companies on the Vox Markets website the last 24 hours. At 5, brand new entry, never been in the top 5, Mayen Energy, MYN. At 4, Malky's covered it earlier in the week, Ithaca Energy, IAE. At 3, it's dropped down from number 1. It's been number 1 for 2 days on a trot. Sound Energies at number 3. Number 2, it's been there quite a few times, Macango Resources, MK8 number 2. And number 1, moving on news today on this scoping study, it's Harvest Minerals, most followed company on the Vox Markets website in the last 24 hours. And at the moment, well, last time I looked, they were up around about 30%. HMI is the ticker. All right, talking about watch lists, here is one for your watch list suggested by Draft. Thank you, Draft, for getting involved. It's much appreciated. He's gone from iMedia, IME. What does the company do? Creates brand fans by using audio for corporates, fans, workforce, and education. Provides wide range of digital content to big brands. How many shares the company have in issue? Around 14.5 million. Tightly held. Hardly any free float, Draft reckons there. What's the current price and market cap of the company? 37 pence, 40 pence on the ask. Market cap 5.3 million. Let's check that right now while I'm here. Obviously, do your own research on any company suggested on this podcast. They're only ideas. And as you know, some ideas work very well. Some don't work so well. So, 37 pence actually up. 2.78 pence, I'm looking. So, market cap of 5.39 million. Okay, revenue and profits. 2.4 million revenue, break even profits. How much cash or debt does the company have? Debt free, about 350k in cash. They got 175k in Audioboom shares up for sale. There's three reasons why you think this company has potential. Number one, new and longer 5-year contracts. Just one was already supplying BMW, Topshop, hair salons, and IKEA. New wide-reaching tech, also one contract with BT just now. HSBC In-Store Music extended to a 5-year contract. Just one Subway deal to supply not only audio, but also equipment to support Subway franchisees. The contract could be worth at least 400k a year. Number two, now debt-free and book shares for valued at 175k. Can easily swing into profits now due to Subway deal and sale of these Boom shares. And number three, reason three, iconic owner Bruno Brooks. Last night, do you know what? I used to listen to Bruno all the time. I saw Bruno at a Radio 1 roadshow. And in fact, I remember laughing out loud once. I was driving to Cardiff Airport with a mate. We got on Tenerife on holidays. This is off-piece a bit. But we're driving to Tenerife to go on holidays. And he was playing Nirvana. And I can't remember what tune it was, but it was very early in the morning, and I'd beaten up Nissan or Datsun or something, driving to Cardiff Airport from South Wales. And there was a breakdown in the music, you know, really loud towards the end of the song. And it just stopped. There's a gap of about 2-3 seconds, and Bruno came on and said, apologise for that. Won't be playing that again. And it just made me laugh. He's obviously just making judgment call on Nirvana. It just made me laugh there. I really like Bruno. He seems like a nice guy. Anyway, iconic owner Bruno Brooks, last RNS said, news to come soon about further contracts. They've already gained a connection to a new retail global contract via Subway deal. This is due to be announced. A new NED is being sought, who can hopefully add value. That's a non-exec director, by the way. Bruno says he wants to create substantial value for all shareholders. Very much under the radar this year, and may start to attract institutional investor interest. Also, no risk of exposure to commodity prices in this stock, so would diversify portfolio. So that's iMedia, I-M-E ticker. Don't forget, put it on your watch list. Do your own research. None of this is investment ideas. These are just ideas. We're not telling you to invest in anything here. But sounds very interesting and worth doing a bit of research on. Thank you very much for submitting that. And by all means, if you know a stock that you think we should put on our watch list, just click the link here at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. And you'll see the blogs from me, Vox Markets there, Vox Markets podcast. And you'll see a link in there. It'll take you about 5 minutes to fill the form. And I could be featuring it on a future podcast. Thank you very much for listening. Much appreciate.
The Vox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.